Hello, darling. Good afternoon, I guess. Hope you're doing well. Sorry this is kind of late. I actually wanted to send this yesterday morning. And I remember telling you that I wanted to do that, you know, Sunday mornings, but I just forgot. So I think I'm gonna need to write that down for myself. You get me now, I guess. Although I almost forgot about this too, to be honest. There's just so many things going on, but still, I am here to wish you a great start to your week, and wish you good luck. I know you got this. I hope it won't be too bad, but I know you can do it, alright? There's lots of things to look forward to this week, so I hope that gives you some energy and power to keep going. Yeah. Mwah. I love you. Yeah, this week is pretty big week. Lots of stuff I wanted to, honestly, like, everything. We have a 60k subscriber celebration with an Ibuki cosplay ASMR. I do have some cute ideas for that, so I hope it'll work out well, and look forward to that. And we're also celebrating my channel anniversary. It's been a long time since I've started streaming, but I'll digress on the when, like, you look back at something on the past, reminiscence or whatever, for now. Definitely feels kind of weird, but you can definitely touch on that more later. But I'm finally gonna do karaoke again. Kind of surprises me how excited you seem to get over that. You really like to hear me sing chungusly. Hopefully this time it'll be better. I don't really like doing it because I know I'm not good. It makes you feel all weird and insecure. But hopefully I can acquire some alcohol or something to make it easier. Yeah, I'll have to go out shopping. I
also wonder what kind of songs I should do. Probably maybe some emo stuff, some rap songs I like, I guess. You know, Eminem, because that sounds to be easier to do. But I guess let me know if you have any suggestions for a set list, anything you want in particular, because that could be fun, yeah. And there's also an announcement. I'm kind of, I don't know, baiting a bit of, like, the YouTube, like, thumbnail and stuff, like, ooh, announcement. And title, but I'll let you know
a little secret right now, okay? The announcement is gonna be merch, but I won't tell you what kind of merch and what exactly, but I think it's gonna be some good stuff, some never before seen Xenia items. You're definitely going to want to check that out. Yeah. Maybe something limited time, limited edition. Who knows? But yeah. Hopefully you shall be good and ready for Friday. Yeah. And so, yeah, because we're having that big Friday celebration, I'm moving the ASMR video upload, the weekly ASMR video, to Saturday instead. So Saturday afternoon. And also skipping my usual Saturday public stream, because, like, the whole week is busy, so I figured I just give myself a bit of a break. But of course, we'll do our regular stream here too, yeah. And I'll be thinking of a fun idea for it. And Sunday is gonna be International Snack Day, I guess. I tried my best to collect as many things as I could, although, of course, it was hard, but I'll try to show off the things I couldn't get in, like, a slideshow or something. So it should be fun, yeah. and then in the middle of the week, playing some games too. Honestly, I'm really looking forward to that as well. Tomodachi Life. I played the original on the 3DS and I had so much fun with it. And Mario Galaxy was really fun to play too, so, yeah. And then, well, tonight is an ASMR stream too. A Mezugaki-themed one, haha. Wink, wink. So I actually want to do some preparation for that, figure out what exactly I want to do, what the style is going to be, and stuff, what I'm going to say. It can be a bit hard because, like, I've done quite a few, you know, Evil Xenia Brett streams before. So, like, I try to make a difference. Even though I guess it's not really needed. But, I don't know. I like having particular little gimmicks to things, I guess. But, yeah. I hope you enjoyed the last week as well. I think there were some fun things. And our stream on Saturday, yeah, playing Lewd Hentai games. It seems there might be a bit of a harder concept than I realized, because they do tend to take time to get to the newer parts, so I'm still not really sure what I should do with that, like, play them in advance myself, or just, like, play it with you over a long period of time and, like, not really worry about it getting, like, super lewd, you know, in that one day, you know what I mean? It definitely got a bit, lewder than I was expecting, than I was planning for on Saturday, though. Yeah, I just hope you liked it and that was good for you too. Yeah. I know, like, reading doujins is kind of, like, the same thing and you get it much faster, but, you know, I don't want to read doujins all the time, so, I just love playing, like, these eroge hentai games, now and then. It's just more, you know, changing things up, a bit, variety, I finished my big sci-fi book recently. It was pretty good, but it kind of ended literally with a cliffhanger. Like, some guys, like, they're on a raft, and it, like, not drive, because it's, like, in some ocean sea, but, like, you know, they drift off a cliff, and it ends like that. There is a second book, but it's so long. To be honest, like, I don't really like these fiction books anymore that just endlessly, like, yap and yap about so many things and need so much, like, backstory for, like, every little thing. Like, I kind of get how it all, like, ties into each other, you know, kind of like a domino effect, one after the other. But yeah, I guess I kind of prefer more, like, succinctly written stuff where they just kind of get to the point. I started another book recently. It's called Rendezvous with Rama. It's another sci-fi book, and it's much shorter. It's like 200 pages or something. And it's been like a breeze getting through, like, the first part so far. Very, very easy to read, but also, you know, interesting. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, I kind of like this stuff better. It feels more like a complete experience. But yeah, I've been watching more anime too. been thinking of, like, catching some seasonal stuff too, keeping up with that, because it's just like one episode a week or something, right? I think there was one of, like, these cute girls, and it's like mages or something, and they're wearing these uniforms that I heard was good. But then I heard that apparently the anime, like, you shouldn't watch it because, like, it does some stuff weirdly or something. Let me know if you know anything about that, I guess. Even though there's a lot of work to do, I'm doing my best to balance it, take things one at a time, and not play my gacha games so much. So, thank you for cheering me on and helping me get through, you know, all this. I couldn't do it without you, you know. I am glad that I have you. And I don't know, you know, sometimes, like, I get a bit sad about how, like, isolated I feel from, like, other VTubers, like, how much I'm not, like, really known. You know, my achievements or accomplishments aren't really, I guess, acknowledged or recognized by my peers. But, you know, at least I have you, so it's all worth it. Yeah. I started sleeping with a body pillow recently, by the way, and it is actually very comfy. I think it's helped me sleep better. But it's only a bit weird because it kind of, like, messes up my blankets a lot. Because, like, I'm under the blanket and I want to hug it, which means it needs to go under the blanket too. But then it ends up, like, kind of, like, taking up a lot of the blanket, you know? And the blanket doesn't really, like, wrap as nicely around myself anymore. So, like, I do wonder, like, how other body pillow owners, deal with this. Yeah. Maybe like my blankets are just kind of flimsy, I guess, but I don't know. It's just definitely like, a little bit, inconvenient. Cause like I'll wake up and my blankets are like all over the place, not actually on me. And then if I want to sleep with the pillow again, I need to put it like back on the pillow. It doesn't really work and da da da. All of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear me. Sniffling. It's a bit cold today. Gonna have to run my humidifier. Yeah, this morning, actually, I woke up a little earlier than usual, but I did kind of end up doom-scrolling a little bit in bed. Uh-huh, whoopsie. It's just so comfy, you know, and I tell myself that's when I'm just, you know, getting it out of my system, I guess. the doom-scrolling urge, rather, but hopefully I can get more willpower in the future. Yeah. It's kind of like a fast morning for me, you know, eating breakfast, getting a little bit of work done. I did a little bit of like stretches and light exercise, brushing teeth, took a shower, and I actually had an appointment today. I've been getting my legs laser hair removal. So you need to like go to these appointments. There's like lots of sessions. It's like every like 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, I'm kind of like quite late in it now, so the days are more spread out. Like I think I have to go again in June. Yeah, like you probably don't know this because I didn't know this is how like laser hair removal worked. I thought you just like go in once and then boom, that's it, that's done. But you have to go like over a long period of time because like different hair grows at different rates, and stuff. So yeah, but I do like hate like having to shave all the time. So I figured like I should finally, you know, go ahead and do this stuff. And I'm kind of thinking of getting my like armpits done too, I guess. Although it feels kind of embarrassing for some reason. Even though armpits should be like less invasive than legs. Cause like when I go to this like salon place where I get it done, you know, it is a lady like doing the lasering for me, but I do have to like take off my pants and be in my undies. But yeah, I guess it, you know, legs are one thing, but I guess it feels kind of weird to like spend the time like to go to like this spa but then do a laser hair removal treatment like only for your armpits. Because it's probably gonna be like really fast. Like honestly, it's a small area, so it's like you go there and it's only like 5 minutes and like okay, you're out already, you know. It's like a lot of effort for minimal time you're actually there. So yeah, I just went like for my legs first because I didn't really know how like laser hair was gonna go, so I didn't want to just go like my full body right away. And I'm like, okay, I guess I could do other parts. But then, I know, I guess I was too embarrassed to ask, like, could I, like, add other, like, areas too on top of, like, the leg sessions? So I just, like, haven't done it. But now the leg sessions are almost done. I'm like, okay, do I start, like, the arm sessions, I guess? Like, then, I don't know, whatever. Like, yeah, it's kind of chungus, but whatever. It's just girl things. Yeah, that's why I was kind of, I guess, busy in the morning. And then I came back. My dad was driving me there and back. Came back, did a bit more work, then had lunch, and then now it's basically I'm here. I be out for quite a while, so I don't know, sorry about that. Or I guess you're welcome. Haha. What do you like this or something? I should get to my work for the day. I hope you're able to get to whatever you need to do as well. Let's do our best, alright? Love you. See you again soon, darling. Bye bye.